classic comic creativity wrapped in retro rural charm.
What a perfect combination.
Get on over to Wellsboro Comic Con, Saturday, August 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday, August 14th from noon to 5. That's August 13th to August 14th.
Where in Wellsboro?
Tell me.
Pop's Culture Shop, 25 Main Street, Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. With guest of honor, the de facto protege of Marvel, Stan Lee.
And hired by Stan Lee himself in 1965.
Roy Thomas.
That's so cool.
He's a legend.
Costume contest. Podcasting. Artist brunch. Games. Arts and crafts. Vendors. Panels. Workshops. Signings. And so much more.
And you better be there.
Sponsored by Pop's Culture Shop. Heroes.
Your mom threw out.
Comic Shop. And New Pod City. Get your tickets at WellsboroComicCon.com. It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
So, Trenton Wave, hello, Podcastia. We're back.
Yes.
We are back. It's freaking hot. I'm trying not to move too much because everything I do, like mountains of sweat start erupting from my head.
I'm just dreaming of December, February, when it gets nice and cold, and hopefully we'll have a big snow that I can shovel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she loves shoveling.
We had to get an air conditioner yesterday. We have central air.
And we bought an air conditioner.
Right,
because the bedroom was sweltering. It's on right now.
It's on right now. Yes.
But it's not on in the studio, so we're roughing it
But
today.
It's cool in the basement. It's not too bad.
Yeah. I can't
Let's
say
Let's not do our burpees now.
We're not doing any burpees.
No burpees.
I'm not even going to burp internally.
No jerping.
Jerping? Really?
I'm going to say jumping jacks.
No, why would you do a jumping jack?
I'm not.
I do, you know, I do feel really cool right now.
Right.
Cool in a sense because I got new underwear.
Nice.
And I have new underwear on. And I feel like a superhero. I don't know where you bought this underwear for me.
Ollie's.
It's
Plug for
wonderful.
Ollie's. Mm-hmm.
I feel so good right now. I feel like I can move a mountain.
Mm, okay, I'll buy you more.
Nothing like a fresh pair of underwear.
Yes. Well, the ones that were disintegrating, I had to actually throw away.
They weren't disintegrating.
They were.
There was nothing wrong with them.
There was a waistband.
Well, that's sometimes all you need is a waistband. Also, I need to mention the post effects of Podstock.
Yeah, I'm still feeling it.
Oh, my goodness. But I'll tell you what.
What?
We had so much great feedback from Podstock.
I know.
People wanted to do it again. I'm like, look, I don't know if I want to do it again. But it was really cool. I mean,
we've
been mentioned on other people's shows.
That's very nice.
People have flown in from L.A., Chicago, Michigan, Vegas. They drove down from Connecticut.
Yes, we made
it was intense.
Some good connections and friendships that will continue
absolutely
into the future.
Yes. And put this on your...
Look who didn't turn off their phone.
Wow.
Wow.
That's not like me. I wonder if it's our if it's our guest calling to cancel.
No, because he's sitting right there.
Oh, I'm not answering this call. It's not happening. Sorry. I don't answer that call when I can answer a call.
All righty. Moving on.
Okay, so moving on. So really exciting. You heard it in the beginning of the show, but I'm going to tell you now, just in case you skip the promo, a lot of people do. Wellsboro Comic-Con. Don't look so excited. You really have to start calming yourself down.
I want people...
whenever I talk about comics.
Listen, I want people to come and enjoy themselves. I just don't want to give away the location. Because I don't want people to find out about
They don't know where we are. We're not in Wellsboro.
I don't even want them to come to Wellsboro.
Listen, you can't say that to Julian.
I know.
Julian's running this thing. He wants people there.
I want to keep it a secret.
You can't do that.
Wellsboro is a little Dickens village up in Pennsylvania.
Right. Anyway, Saturday, August 13th from 10 to 5, and then Sunday, August 14th from noon to 5. It's going to be insane. You know who's going to be there?
Batman.
Well, yeah, Batman will be there. But Roy Thomas. You know who Roy Thomas is?
No.
Look at me. Are you serious?
I know you told me, but I forgot.
Roy Thomas is the de facto protege of Stan Lee.
Oh, I know Stan Lee.
Stan Lee hired him in 1965.
Wow.
He co-created Wolverine, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Avengers, Fantastic Four, blah, blah, blah.
And he's going to be
there? He's going to be there.
Wow.
He is going to be there. He wore the first Spider-Man costume.
Wow.
Roy Thomas.
Big news.
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Will they be selling games? Board games?
Game board.
My favorite one is textile merchant.
I was gonna say those games suck.
European they really textile do.
I can't. I can't get past the cover art, and that's what's supposed to sell me on the game. I'm like, who in the hell would buy this and play it?
Listen, they have very cool stuff in that store.
They do.
I just make fun of that game.
I don't like textile merchant or Merchant of Venice or whatever these. I can't do it. Give me comic books any day. Yes. I can't do those board games.
Okay. I don't like comic books so much.
I'm sorry, Julian.
I like the games.
I love your store, man.
And I like the books they have on sale and the little gadgets they have.
So Julian is the owner of Pop's Culture Shop.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little place in Wellsboro, PA.
It is very great
So
place.
If you're hearing this and you want to go to Comic-Con, by all means, go to WellsboroComicCon.com and buy a ticket.
Or just go to the shop and experience that.
Or just do that.
That's very cool.
Right. Well, they'll
or do
sell
both.
You, they'll sell you a ticket.
Or do both. Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to meeting Roy Thomas. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too.
Like a boyhood. No, you're not. You're not.
I am excited for you.
You're going to be dressed as somebody, and you're going to go hang out in the Wellsboro Diner. And try
I'm going to go to the. I'm going to the Penn Hotel. They open the lounge.
Oh, that's
finally,
right. That's right.
The lounge
they open the
is
lounge
opened again.
In Wellsboro. Yeah,
beautiful
so that's
little
where we're
lounge
be.
For a cocktail. That's where I'll be.
I'll be dressed as Batman.
Okay.
Because and the bat suit that I'm wearing is actually the suit from Ben Affleck's stunt double.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck was huge in
wow.
Batman vs. Superman. He was bigger than his stunt double.
Wow.
So they gave me the stunt double suit, and that fits me,
mm.
which I had on the other day. You were
yes.
helping me get it on.
Yes, I did.
You were helping me get it on.
I knew you were going to say that. Anyway, without further ado,
we have a guest today here in the studio. I got a quick story to tell about this guy. His name is Bill. My first exposure to Bill
encounter.
Kearney. Encounter, yeah. Encounter and exposure, whatever it's called, was on Facebook, on your account, by the way,
mm-hmm.
on your profile.
Yes,
no less.
Years ago.
So Studio B was this cool little cafe we had over on South Broad Street
mm-hmm.
next to Trenton Social.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go in there. I loved it in there. I had my own seat.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little sign.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I loved it. I freaking
mm-hmm.
loved it.
And we won't even say what the sign
used to
said.
They used to be. Well, it's in the studio now. they left. Anyway, there was a blogger called the Irresponsible Blogger. I think
yes,
it was called.
I think so. Yes.
And there were a couple of people blogging on there, and Dan Dotson,
mm-hmm.
that other lunatic. Him and Bill.
You say
Kearney,
that lovingly. Go ahead.
Say, well, because I already. Me and,
you've
me and
made
Dan
made a piece. Yes,
we made our piece.
Yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
I still think he's a nut job, but it's all right.
I'm sure he feels the same about you. But go ahead.
Bill Kearney and Dan Dotson.
Yes,
they write this little review, and
mm-hmm.
I just made air quotes, saying, "Oh, Studio B, it's horrible. Blah blah blah. They don't make
yeah.
a good muffin. They don't get you know. You got to wait for an hour and a
they
half to get a cup
review.
Of coffee. They gave it a really bad review. So I answer them back. Hey guys, why don't you and Dan get a cafe going, and then we'll come and test your muffins out. You pains in the ass. What do you have to beat up them on them for? So. Bill writes back to me. This is all coming from your profile, by the way.
I know.
So it says Christina Sasso. Hi, this is Frank, Christina's husband, chiming in.
Right, because you don't
I
have
hate,
a Facebook.
I hate it.
Right.
I mean, I'm on Facebook, but I am not. You're my friend and my friend John. I have two
right,
friends. That's
right.
it. I delete every friend request.
I'm not
interested. He writes back to me, hey, I'll say what I want, blah, blah, blah. And then he ends it with, now we made a film long ago called Pie-Eyed. It was about Trenton Tomato Pies. It's a little documentary.
Right.
And he goes, he ends it with, put that in your tomato pie and smoke it. Like, first of all, what does that even mean? It's not even, it makes no sense, this insult. And I'm like, listen, Bill, you moron. And we're going back and forth, and then we just stop talking. I had never even met him. I didn't even know who he was.
Right, right,
and I'm
right.
like, why don't you move to Trenton, jerk? And little did I know, he was already living there.
Right.
I figured he wasn't even a resident. What do I know?
That's called going off half cocked.
Yes. And you know what's cool? I really don't care.
It's okay. Whatever. But look, it all worked out.
It all worked out. Bill's in the studio today. He's with us right now. Welcome, Mr. Bill Kearney.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for inviting me. I just flew in from the West Ward, and boy, my arms are tired. And it is hot out. And you know what, Frank? I don't recall any of that story you just recalled.
I went looking for that this morning.
Did you find it?
Surprisingly, the Irresponsible Blogger is not around anymore.
Oh, no, it's archived. It's there.
Oh, it's just not public because I couldn't find it.
And you know what? That was the old me. Yeah. You know, it's
what you've gone down. Is that what
absolutely.
That's when he had a full head of hair.
I have that too. But I also you know, I learned to put my standards where they should be.
Yeah.
And
have since I guess calm down a little bit. But I stand by my review of that place. I went twice and had horrible experiences both times. I said, it's Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 o'clock. Yeah. You don't have any coffee.
Oh.
You had no cook. There was nobody there.
I never had
and then I got a roll that was thrown in egg, and they said, there's your New Orleans French toast. I was like, it's a roll in egg. Yeah. But let's not rehash that.
They're long gone. Orleans?
They're long gone.
Many times.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, so you would know.
My middle name is Beignet.
Yeah. Oh,
so you feeling good?
Yeah, feeling fine. Good. A little hot.
A little warm.
A little warm.
You look like you work out a little bit, do you?
No, it's just excess weight. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, no, I do like, weight. I mean, I like to kayak. I live on the river, so I can kayak. I like to bike ride. I'm a minute from the canal path up to Lambertville.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done it this summer because it's been a little hot, but spring, fall, winter, I'm out there.
Wow.
It's fun. Oh,
I wonder if we've passed each other.
Possibly.
I wear a helmet that has a British flag on it.
I think I've seen you.
You probably have.
Well, now I'll know. Now I'll know. Now I'll know to ignore you or just say hi with
just
the wink.
Nod. The nod.
The first time we met was the other day.
I think it was.
Yeah, we've never met. He came to our house for petitions.
And you know, I did. Because you said we'll sign.
Yes, of course.
He was going to come to our house.
I know where you live now.
Now he knows where we live.
But you don't know where I live.
We can find out. We'll follow you home.
No, I've been in Trenton now, I guess, 33 years.
What?
Moved here in 88. Everybody else was buying condos in Newtown or someplace. And I said, enough of this homogenized community. I want to live with the real world. And,
right.
And then I saw what I could buy for the same amount of money when I came over here.
Yeah,
and I was
really?
Like, oh, my God, these homes are, you know, and I was young and had the energy and was a big This Old House fan. So I said, I'm going to fix this up.
Mm-hmm.
And I fixed my house up for 30 years. And then I sold it and downsized, of course. No, I'm still in the same neighborhood up on the island. I love it. It's a great place.
Oh, I love the island. It's
great. I'm still close to all the fun that happens down here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's hanging out with the cool kids on the island.
So you're answering my first question, but I... So where are you originally from then?
I grew up in Yardley across the way. Mm-hmm. My mom is from Beatty Street. She grew up there. My dad's family's been here since the 1840s or 50s.
Wow.
So I'm the last of the Mohicans in Trenton.
Okay. Okay.
After, 200 and how many years? 100 and some years.
And your parents are still with us?
Yeah, they're over in Yardley.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. They're older, and it's good to be 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get that. So you came from Yardley and moved right to Trenton, or what was the...
Yeah, I went to grade school and high school over in Pennsylvania, and then after college, I started my career in advertising. I think I was 24, 25. I was making, at the time, what I thought was great money. I'm going to buy a house. So I did. That was all I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Been here ever since. So, of course, that's when I started paying attention to what's happening in City Hall, in the government, because I came here 33 years ago saying what we still hear today, it's smack between New York and Philly. It's so close to everything.
Right.
It's a wonderful city. There's great housing stock. And I'm still waiting for it to come back.
We're still saying that.
Mm-hmm. Now, property values have gone up. That's a good thing, I guess.
So you've been on the island the whole time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny because I have a lot of neighbors who have sold their house and moved to another house on the island. I mean, it's weird. I'm like the fifth or sixth person who's done it. I never heard of that, but I was kind of like, well, where else could I go that I'm right on the water and I have all this access? Mm-hmm. My friends and family are here. The house I bought actually was my rental. A neighbor and I went halfers after the last flood and were able to buy a house cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So we kept that for about 10 years as a rental. And then when I sold my house, the one I was supposed to buy was sold out from under me, another neighbor's house.
Right.
So I ended up moving into my own rental and fixing it up. So it all worked out well.
So were you on the garden tour, the last garden tour before COVID? Because we were on that. We went on that.
I have a feeling it's no.
It's no. I've been in my house for 5 years, and nobody likes to go on the side streets, I've been told.
Oh, okay.
So,
really?
Yeah. No. It's just one of those weird neighbor things. Well, who lives down there? And I said, well, what are you talking about? I said, we all live here. It's not really like that, but people come for the river, and that's where they want to go. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there was anybody off the drive that was on the tour.
Now, were you originally on the river and then moved?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now I'm just one house in from the river.
Oh, okay.
So it really
you got some cool Trenton folk over in the island. I'm not going to say any names. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I mean, again, Trenton is a small town. We all know each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's really ridiculous how small it is.
It's amazing so many years go by and we don't meet.
I know
because it's only so big.
I mean, in 8 months, we'll be here 20 years.
Wow.
I know.
Is that insane?
When you're thinking about it, you're like, oh, yeah, we just moved here. No, we didn't. We moved here
20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if you're not here for at least 35, you're not even considered a Trentonian.
I know.
If you weren't born and raised here, you have no business being here.
I know. Yeah.
So you worked for TV Guide, huh?
I did.
Really?
For 6 years, yeah.
What was that like? People don't even know what TV Guide is.
I know. Isn't that the truth? I mean, it was something you couldn't escape. It was an American icon.
Every Thursday, man.
It was like,
I couldn't wait.
Yeah, when the new edition would come out. You see what's on for the weekend.
Yeah, like a 6x5 booklet of what was on for TV that week.
I used to open it and go through it and mark. I look for all the actors that I really liked.
Right.
Like Eric Estrada, and I would like, oh, he's going to be in that episode, or oh, that, oh, good, and I would mark them, and then I would watch, and then I'd do the crossword.
You are the typical subscriber. I mean, we did so many reader subscribers, and people, you know, it's like, it always sits here on this spot on our coffee table, folded and clipped to the day of the week. Like, people were militant about it. There was one woman who would save every cover throughout the whole year, and then she would send to the company one of those, you remember in the 70s, there'd be those big round, it was like all the Christmas cards in the round, and it looked like a flower like this. And it was all TV Guide covers.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Pretty wild.
Wow.
My art mentor, Mr. Rick Tolka, he had every single cover of the TV Guide.
Wow.
And his dream and my dream was to have all work on the cover of TV Guide, like a caricature of somebody.
Right, right.
I think Rick got it once. I think it was a Lucy thing, like an I Love Lucy type of a tribute thing.
I Love Lucy?
I Love Lucy. Not Here's Lucy. No. It's a great thing Martin Short gets into when he talks about different levels of
Lucy.
Things. Oh. Well, like he uses Lucy as a
it
as
is
an
a good example.
Yes. Like I Love Lucy, brilliant.
Yes.
Genius. Then you have Here's Lucy. Okay. And then the Lucy Show. Now we're in trouble.
Yeah. She jumped the shark.
Right, exactly. Yes, she jumped the shark. But with
and
TV
the shark
Guide,
was named Gail Gordon.
Oh, that's right.
Mr. Drysdale.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Yes, yes.
The thing with TV Guide is I would always look. The first thing I would do, see who's on the cover. Second, I would check every Tonight Show and David Letterman listing and see who was on for that week.
Yep.
But no more TV Guide. I mean, there is a TV Guide now.
Did you realize that was what you just described? We had a name for it.
Yeah,
it was called appointment viewing, where people would plan it out. This was before there were VCRs and even the digital recorders. You had to be there to see your TV show.
Exactly.
Remember those days.
Exactly like that, which is exactly the opposite of this show.
Right.
That's the beauty of podcasting. You listen whenever you want, you want.
It was like a radio show. You know, you listen to the show you listen to on your drive into work.
Exactly.
And then it was a different show on your drive home.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when you had to listen to it. And
that's
when they programmed it. Now
I'm
like,
I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Howard Stern, he got me through 6 years commuting into Philadelphia. And that was, he always, by the time I got to work, I was always ready for it, you know, after an hour of Howard.
That's right.
That's so funny, man.
I always had a short commute because I lived in Queens and I worked in Queens. And I would leave my house. I would put that snooze button on so many times.
She gave herself 7 minutes to get there and she would always be late.
You know
anyway.
What? The closer I worked to home, the later I was on a regular basis. Because I'm like, it's only 5 minutes away and I was late every day.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
make me drive an hour. I'm there early.
You're there.
Right.
Exactly right.
It's so true. Yes.
So TV Guide is a form of advertising, correct? I mean, what did you do for TV Guide?
I was really into the circulation sales and marketing. in the cable industry. What happened was, before we became TV Guide, we were called the Cable Guide. TV Guide bought us, and they bought us because they couldn't produce customized guides for every single cable company. TV Guide was great for broadcast and over the air. Mm-hmm. And if you had a million subscribers in your cable area, you could get a customized guide. But a lot of people would have to deal with what was called a conversion chart. Convert, well, if it's channel 3 here, I have to go to my chart, and that's what they've done.
So when did that happen?
Late 90s, 99, 2000. Yeah.
Late 90s?
Yes.
Wow.
See, TV Guide was founded, I believe, by Walter Annenberg, the at Penn, University of Penn Annenberg School of Communications.
Okay.
And then he sold it. It really has an interesting pedigree. It was publishing, but I came from the advertising background. So when I first started working over there, my job was to be like an account executive that would go out and meet with big multi-system operators throughout the country. And then I would work out a publication deal and say, we could do 4 versions for these 4 cable systems. Mm-hmm. This is what your cost would be. This is what you charge. Right. And it would be a revenue source for the cable company. I was never a creative. Even when I worked in the agency, I was always account executive, but you had to drive the creative. It was my job to give the creative the objectives, what has to be communicated, what has to be in the ad. Because if someone draws a beautiful ad for you,
right,
and you're like, well, where's my logo? And where's the equal opportunity logo? And where's this? And then that junks it up. So my job was to say, you got to put it all in there so that when we present it to the client, they're going to see what they're going to get, not an ugly, junked up version, especially when you're charging a ton of money for
it. So in that position, did you have the authority to be able to say that ad's no good?
Yes.
Really?
And well, in fact, usually the president, the creative director.
The creative must have loved you.
But the creatives, if they could only produce what I gave them to work with. Yeah, I was critical. But if I didn't give them good insight into their customers, or, you know, this is the lady that we're trying to attract, she looks like this. Mm-hmm. And then that would help them focus on, okay, I know women that are that age, and what appeals to them?
You know what it is about him? You know what it is about him? Mm-hmm. If I had to work for him, I would hate him.
Why?
I would hate him because he's just like me. I would hate him. I would hate dealing with him.
No, I see that.
Oh my God.
I rarely run into people like me. And
no, like as a creative though, and you not being a creative, and yet we think the same way. Like it has to be absolutely excellent. Otherwise, why do it?
Well, especially when people are paying $10,000 a month in a retainer fee.
Yeah. Wow, you know, that's cheap.
Not right. Well, as an example, it could go up, it could go a little bit down. But the whole point was, we had to know more about the client's business than they did. We always had to be a step ahead because they said, you're my agency. Once I got out of publishing, I said, let me go back into advertising. I haven't been beat up enough. So I got a job up in Lambertville at an agency. And it was just a small agency. They did some work for electronics boutique, early gaming stuff before it went all digital. Right. And they did some home builders. And I said, okay, this is fine. Well, within a few weeks of joining there, they said, before you came, we pitched a big account and we won the account. And we don't know how to do radio and TV here. My background was mostly radio and TV. The print was always the easy stuff. So I said, well, I'll handle it. And it was, at the time, it was a chain of like 25 supermarkets. So we had to do $500,000 branding campaigns and all within the first 3 months that I was there. Wow. And it was exciting, but it is intense. You know, you're filming the meat department for 12 hours in a supermarket. And within an hour, the meat, I didn't know this, meat blooms. So it gets redder and redder and redder. And then it looks fake, so you have to replace it with new meat.
Right.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So, you know, then we did a scene of the guy picking up the wooden crates with the dew on it, with the morning sun, you know, in the back of the store at sunrise, you know, and that kind of stuff. So it was all, you know what advertising is. It's all fakery.
I did work for Haagen-Dazs. We would have vanilla ice cream under these heat lamps. So we use spackle for the vanilla ice cream.
Mashed potatoes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like and it looks delicious when it's up on the screen.
And the thing is,
and meanwhile, it's not
once you start doing that stuff, then these people come out of the woodwork. Like, I'm a food stylist. And you're like, a what? And now you realize it.
It's I have a degree in web design. Just shut up.
Right. But they're spraying a plastic lettuce leaf with water to make it look garden fresh.
Exactly, you know? Right. Or you're dropping a bunch of hamburgers and then you're just playing it back in slow motion.
Because when I go to McDonald's, I just see bounties of fruit and vegetables spilling across the...
Well, when I think of McDonald's, I think of farm fresh.
Farm fresh eggs from a factory.
Yes. And the chickens are actually smiling.
Yes.
But to get a little more fun with it locally, another client that we pitched right after I started, they sent out a request for pitch. You know, let's meet 25 agencies, which I thought is nuts. Who has the time to meet 25 agencies? Right. Well, we were one, and then we were one of five who were invited back, and then we won the account. It was Rita's Italian Ice.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So not only was it everybody heard of Rita's, no matter what you're pitching, we handle Rita's, and everyone lights up. And, mm-hmm. you know, and the same thing, they said, you know, we're kind of hitting a flat space. A couple of firefighters started the brand back in the 70s or 80s out of their parents' front window in South Philly or North Philly. And next thing you know, they're like, well, we just want to improve our brand. Every other agency wanted to redo their jingle. And mm-hmm. you know their jingle, right?
I didn't know they had a jingle.
I didn't either.
What's the jingle?
Be cool, go to Rita's.
What is it?
Be cool, go to Rita's.
When they play, most people have heard.
Was that your creation?
I am not a singer, you know, especially.
It was not my creation. Go to Rita's.
They had one. The point was all their equity was in it. They're a seasonal product. So when people heard it, they ran out. Rita's is open. Mm-hmm. But said, when's the last time you introduced a new flavor?
Right.
So we never did. It's cherry and lemon. That's what people want. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, so we brought the idea of, well, maybe people want new flavors, mm-hmm. you know, and so I did some research and I found out, and in retrospect, it's like, well, of course, dummy, it was Latino flavors, mm-hmm. you know, passion fruit, mango. And guess what we launched? Passion mm-hmm. fruit and mango that summer. Mm-hmm. Their sales went through the roof, not because people were buying
it around.
We did. And what we did is every year, let's introduce a new product. Mm-hmm. We invented the Blendini shake, where you take their custard and their ice and you mix it all up and it's mm-hmm. a shake. Mm-hmm. You know, because not only did we have to come up with ideas to increase business and get people to engage with the brand on a more regular basis, right. we had to make sure it fit within their operations. Mm-hmm. In other words, we can't bring in new stuff. We have to use our existing product. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they have the gelati. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's got the custard, ice, custard. It's mm-hmm. layered.
Right.
You mix it up. It's called a misto. You do something else to it, and you mix stuff into it. It's a blendini. So,
right.
you know, same thing. We wanted to create names that sort of were Italian because that right. was their background. Mm-hmm. But like in Philadelphia, where they have a ton of stores, it's water ice.
you know, right.
but well, everywhere yeah, else, it's brand. Italian ice.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, so exactly. you know. And then it went down to Florida. You know, by the time I left them, they had over 450 locations.
Oh, wow.
Mostly on the East Coast and starting to move out west. And it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun.
A blendini and a misto.
Can you say there is a difference.
To make it sound like Italian.
Yes.
It's kind of racist, isn't it?
Well, misto just means mixed.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it is racist, come to think
That's
of
racist,
it.
That's racist, Bill.
Well, that was
How
back,
dare you?
That was before we, before Be- anybody yeah, was
before
woke.
Before anybody knew what being a racist meant, like right. they know now.
yes. Anyway. We've only had Rita's, I think, once. Because we come from, I'm from Brooklyn, he's from Queens, so we're Italianized people. If I'm going to have an ice.
King of Corona. Right?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
He did that. I'm from Flatbush.
Corona, Queens.
Right.
An Italian ice is just an ice, so you don't mix it with anything.
No.
Yeah.
Right.
The best you could hope for in mixing it is if you got an ice that they made homemade, where you got actually chunks of lemon or chunks of strawberry.
Well, that's what Rita's did. In. All yeah. their fruit flavors had chunks of actual fruit.
And
they actually
cool.
would cut it up. Mm-hmm. And there were people who said, I don't like chunks in my things. It's too, you know, there's the smooth versus chunky people.
Right, right.
You know?
I don't
right.
like chunks in my things.
I even like chunky peanut butter. I like to know right. what, you know, what's in my food. But yeah, so I was never a fan of it because it's not what my perception of what a nice Italian ice would be. Like when people said, oh, have you ever tried a water ice? I'm like, what's that? Oh,
right.
it's an Italian ice. I get it.
Italian ice.
And although, you know what? I go right for the high fat stuff, the custards, the
I
ice
love
creams.
Yeah.
You know, I rarely get the ice because to me it's just a sugar bomb.
See, to me, custard is Coors.
Yes, at the beach.
Down at the shore, yeah. right? Yeah, because that's where we used to go when I was a kid. We went to
Coors Brothers.
We went to yeah. Asbury Park.
Yes.
Look, I'm just going to settle this yes. once and for all.
What?
The best dessert, bar none, is a lemon sorbet. Done. I don't care what anyone says. Cheesecake, even lemon curd. Lemon sorbet. That's it. That's all you ever need.
That's
well,
what
it's
Frank
meant
loves.
To cleanse the palate.
That's
it. All.
Right.
It's refreshing.
And it tastes nice, and you're done.
Right.
Yes.
It's like
nothing
the period
heavy.
At the end of a great meal.
Wherever we go, he asks for a lemon sorbet, and
Most of the time, they're very confused as to what that even is. Sometimes
they'll offer him a lemon cheesecake instead. And he'll be like,
but it used to be that would be the one thing they always had.
Right.
You know, it's just like the de rigueur dessert, you know, just basic.
Exactly. No more. No more. Now it's, and but it's okay.
Other than Rita's, what other brands have you worked on?
Bucks County Tourism.
Really? That was a big one. What did you do for that?
Well, it was, we did tourism, how to get people to come to Bucks County.
Can you do that for Trenton?
I was going
to
say.
Yes, I can, but nobody wants to hear it because they only want Trenton people who live here, who know Trenton, you know.
But you do live here.
Yeah, I do. And I've done tourism. I've suggested it 47 times. I've suggested ways of executing small bus tours. I've suggested latching onto the Bucks County and saying, hey, we can do day bus trips around Trenton that are just tack-ons.
Well, who did you say this to?
I've said it online. I've written letters to previous mayors, to directors. Every time they say, oh, we're hiring an ad agency to come up with branding for Trenton, I said, first of all, agencies don't come up with branding.
Right.
Your product delivers its branding. God. And that's what that takes me on another tangent, Frank. And I see you're going there because everybody likes to talk about their brand. And I'm like, you can't create a brand unless you are the brand.
Right, exactly.
Like, people don't get that.
I know. They don't
understand. One and the same. Your brand comes from who and what you are. And if you can't, if they don't match, nobody's buying it.
Right.
Yeah, they think a logo is that. This is my brand. No, that's your logo.
Right. And the logo should reflect your brand, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the agency process.
Yeah, they don't get
that. Before our artists start writing, we'll say, these are the adjectives that describe this family from or this company from their customers. This is what their customers feel. Because if we can't design something that and says, homey, Bucks County, or whatever, but then it start the people at the Tourism Council, they're in this big stone house, or they were on Street Road. Bucks County really was three different destinations because you have Lower Bucks County, which is high density, high traffic, a lot of commercial business. You've got the Parks Casino and all that stuff. Central Bucks County, which is more your Doylestown, New Hope, that kind of thing, but still residential. And then you've got your far north Bucks County, which is they called it the Lake District because there's a lot of lakes up there and a lot of camping grounds, and it's much more rural. And I said, we could do the same thing in Trenton. You know, for example, we could do it culturally. We could have Hispanic cultural tours. We could have African-American cultural tours. And we could have industrial tours about our European past, you know. So anything is possible. People just have to do it. And the way Bucks County paid for it was everyone who was a member of the Bucks County Tourism Marketing Council paid a small fee of their it was like a hotel tax, let's call it. So you had bed and breakfasts, you had hotels, you had Sesame Place, you had, you know, the what's the place up in Doylestown? The Mercer Museum.
Oh, Font Hill.
Font Hill. Yeah, the Mercer Castle and that sort of thing. So, you know, we started to target these areas and we would put out a annual or twice a year guide to Bucks County, like a glossy magazine.
I've seen them.
And the point is, something like that, you do want to leave around because you never know when you want to get away or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, so we did that. We did tons of, back in the early 2000s when the market was on fire, we did tons of new home builders, whether it was, you know, the people renovating Asbury Park or Toll Brothers, who were at the time were in a partnership with two other builders to convert the Maxwell House factory up in Hoboken into condos. And that's now known as Maxwell Place, you know, in Hoboken.
Oh, okay.
You know, and we came up with the headline, you know, the best views of Manhattan aren't in Manhattan. Because the builders...
I've seen that.
Yes, and the builders have decided, we want people from New York to come to Jersey. You know, I know it's going to be so much cheaper, they're going to love it. And I said, it's not going to happen. And they said, prove it to me. I said, they were angry at me. How could you say that? I got our interns to call 250 Manhattan addresses to ask if they could buy a luxury condo on the water with views of Manhattan in Jersey, would they? Nobody's – we got everything from, I don't care if you paid me, I'm not moving to Jersey. There was just this like New Yorker kind of thing Jersey's another
Absolutely.
Country.
We still have that same opinion.
And you know what? They ended up selling.
We're in Jersey.
They ended up selling mostly to New York people and people whose kids were going to college in New York. This was an investment. 4 years later, it went up $300,000. Right. Well, you know?
I mean, what's cool about being a New Yorker is we can explain that.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I
get it.
When I told my friends, I said, oh, you know, we're going to probably buy a place in Trenton. They're like, you're going to move to New Jersey? No, don't do it. Like, why would you move to New Jersey? New Jersey is like...
They were tearing up on New York cars.
Yeah,
right,
they were
right.
Like, no, don't do it. Yeah, so I'm still friends with them.
I can see
them,
that, those 250 people. I'm with them.
Yeah.
I'm still with them, and I'm in Jersey.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just podcast here. Here's like a little branding lesson for you just to think about. The difference between a logo and a brand, right? So a logo, let's take James Bond. Logo, you have 007, you got that cool, slick logo. There's a gun, the whole thing. The brand of James Bond, the brand is when you go to a James Bond movie, you're going to get gadgets, you're going to get girls, and you're going to get a martini shaken, not stirred, right?
Luxury.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
right. The minute he orders a glass of wine, I'm done. I'm not watching James Bond because that's not the brand.
That's the problem you had with Daniel Craig, where he ordered a beer.
Yeah.
That's not James Bond.
Bond is not the everyman.
Yeah, he doesn't drink a beer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't need to drink a beer. And he also doesn't cry, Timothy Dalton.
Anyway. I'll leave him alone.
It was horrible.
No, but I expect Bond to get a martini shaken, not stirred.
Right.
If he's one-legged on a jet, on a ski behind a boat. You know,
exactly.
That's what the brand
and
is.
There aren't going to be ugly girls. There are going to be sexy girls. Right. And there's going to be cool gadgets. And the Aston Martin, you know, that's what he drives.
Right, he can't drive a Mercedes as cool as Mercedes
no.
is.
Well, yes, and that's not what he drives.
Right. Frank, that's exactly the point. That the brand is Bond.
Brand.
But the actors can change. If the brand was the person, you couldn't change the
person. That's fine. And I get that. James Bond is not an actual person.
He's
James
not
Bond.
Roger Moore. Yeah, or...
No, what I'm saying is James Bond is the code name for that particular officer doing that job.
Exactly.
Right.
It's a James
Bond.
So
no matter who the actor or actress is, that's
exactly
a 007.
Right. Exactly right.
They Jamie Bond.
I don't care if it's a Chinese guy, a black guy, I don't care.
And it will be.
And I would love to see Idris Elba as James Bond. I would love to see that.
Idris Elba? I would love to see that.
But I want sexy girls, I want fast cars and cool gadgets, and I want a martini shaken not stirred. That's what I want James Bond.
Well, here's my question. If James
that's
Bond...
That's the brand promise. Yeah.
If James Bond, 007 is a woman...
Then I want sexy guys.
We have to have sexy guys.
I want
guys.
Sexy, good looking guys.
Right,
I don't want to look at an ugly dude.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm gay. I'm not gay. No.
You're just secure.
No, but
in your
movies are a feast for the
secure.
Mind and the eyes.
I am secure in my sexual identity as a guy that I could appreciate a good-looking guy.
Right.
Well, they don't look like Ed Lopez. If I went into a movie and let me tell you, James Bond was a woman,
God, stop.
And Bill Kearney was one of the guys as the sexy guys,
the
I'd be like,
guy.
No, again, I'm done. He's more like Q.
Yeah. On a good day.
You could be Q, Bill.
Thanks.
I don't want to see you in a bikini and Jamie Bond is loving it. No,
no.
That's not.
If I take my shirt off, I'm suddenly Elon Musk. No. You saw the pictures.
Do me a favor. Leave the shirt on. Leave the shirt on. You're not Ed Lopez.
You don't want to see my double D's?
I don't even want to see Ed Lopez's double D's. Double D's. God bless you.
I'm only kidding.
That is disgusting.
Thank God this is not video.
No.
Ed Lopez has double D's, but they're firm.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, pert. Yeah, I mean, that's what people like.
That's what people like.
If you go there, I'm only going further, Frank.
Yeah,
so. We're dangerous.
Scene.
Something I found out about you yesterday, which was shocking. I didn't know this about you yesterday. How does podcasting not know this?
We were talking about Twister.
We were talking about Twister. And
my
favorite game. I said it reminded you of Bobby. What was
you said it reminded me of Robbie Hunt.
Uh-huh. I said Twister reminded you of Robbie Hines, and you said, no, that's not true. And I said, yes, it is. And you went, no. And then you told me this story. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead,
Twister
podcast, buckle up.
And Robbie Hines do not go hand in hand.
They don't go together. Okay.
They're two separate things.
Sorry.
Twister actually reminds me of Joyce Baptiste.
Joyce Baptiste.
Yes.
Okay.
She was a friend.
Sounds like a nice Irish girl.
She was a friend in grammar school.
Yeah.
And she had a birthday party.
Okay.
And we played Twister.
Yep. Oh, okay.
At her birthday party.
But where does the Lee Presso Nails come into this?
Left foot blue.
I knew there was going to be boys at the party.
Okay, I didn't hear this part. Go ahead. Yeah, here we go. Here we go. She's already losing it.
I was in grammar school.
Yeah.
I really wanted to really look.
Really snazz it up.
Right. A And I really failed.
What color were the Lee press on this? Were they clear?
I think they were silvery white.
Silvery white? Yes. Like a pearl kind of a. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very natural.
What else? What else did you have on?
And appealing to an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah. What else did you have on? I can't wait. Go ahead.
I had on this top that I thought was very cute.
Yeah.
But, all right. Now, women will know what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
It was a top that snaps on the bottom, meaning it's a one piece.
What do you mean it snaps on the bottom?
Like a onesie?
Yeah. There's like a onesie? And then would you unsnap it to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
So what were you wearing on your legs?
Like a leotard.
Wait, what were you wearing on your legs?
She wasn't looking for men. There's no way, not in that outfit.
A onesie with Lee Press on there.
With barbed wire.
And then we're going, and there's a Twister tournament going on.
Yeah. All right, continue,
with
please.
Barbed wire? You're in a room with two idiots. All right, Christina, you should know this by now.
Who can't edit themselves.
All right. So
we have no filter.
It was very pretty purple, of course, my favorite color.
Oh, purple, of course.
And it snaps at the crotch.
Under the crotch.
Hey, right.
Wow. All right, Bill, calm down.
So that you could go to the bathroom without taking the thing off. Right. I had jeans on. I'm crying now. I had jeans.
Okay, go ahead. Calm down.
I had jeans on.
Jordache?
Oh, no. I think it was before Jordache. Okay. This is, we're talking like, let me think a minute. This is in the 70s, so before 78. So between 74, no, before 74. Because I was in grammar school.
It was definitely Sears then, because that's where all my clothes
I lived up the block from Sears. Right. So
I'm still trying to find what you have on your legs. What did you have on your legs?
I had jeans on. I just said it.
Jeans and a snap underneath the jeans.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Yes.
Nobody could see it.
Yeah. Of course not.
No one could see that.
But because it was too tight.
Yeah. What happened?
It kept pulling the top down.
What was it made out of? What was it, like polyester?
It was some stretchy material.
Like when Sacha Baron Cohen wore those.
No, not like that.
I don't know who that is.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, so my bra would show. And I was so mortified, so I'd have to
keep pulling it up. You're going to play Twister with a bunch. You knew boys were going to be there, and that's the outfit you choose.
I know. I thought it was so cute. And then the nails, I don't know what was wrong, but they kept popping off.
Oh, I have an idea what was wrong. You're playing Twister.
No, this was on the bus.
Because they were made for women's hands, not 11-year-old girls.
They were coming off on the bus? What were you doing on the bus?
I had to take the bus to the party.
Okay, but why were your nails popping off on the bus?
The glue wasn't working, and it was raining. It was a horrible...
What a horrible day.
Horrible time.
Horrible day, horrible
The cards were stacked against you.
They were.
And Miss Baptiste over there, what was she doing? Did she have a pool at least?
No, it was hot, and we were in her basement.
I'm saying, did she have a pool at least?
No, there's no pools in Brooklyn. So anyway, I got on the bus. I had an umbrella. I had her gift. It was raining. Ugh. My hair was now frizzy.
Damn, I would have just, you know what? Screw it. I'm going home.
The whole outfit just was a fail.
Mail her the gift and go home.
It was a fail. I just should have went home. But
that's why you don't wear those Lee Press on nails anymore.
I soldier on because that's me. And I got there and it was just, all
anybody?
I remember was being so uncomfortable.
Did you impress the boys?
Yeah. Did you impress them?
I don't think.
I'm sure you did.
I don't think they were even
noticing. I've seen pictures of you as a kid. You were adorable.
Oh.
I'm sure you impressed
My hair
them.
Was frizzy. My nails were popping off. My shirt kept...
Yeah, hey.
Sounds like the 70s to me.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. Sounds like the 70s to me.
Oh, God. Anyway, so that's that story. How do we get on that? I don't even know.
Because he's boring me. I
want to Lee Press.
I remember enjoying the story yesterday, and I wanted to talk about that.
Yes, my, oh, God.
So, Bill, is this like any other podcast you've ever been on?
It's like all of them.
All of them.
All like this? Really? I thought we were doing something different. I guess not. Talking about Young and Rubicam and,
Gray
Advertising, Wolf Group.
Well,
those are the companies I worked for.
I have
Deutsch
had this experience. With like, I have these great ideas. I actually sat with the then person of the TDA and said, I have this idea. And she was great. And I still like her. And I think she was just fighting an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
And she was writing my ideas. And that was...
I would get it. A lot of that too. But, yeah. you know, it ultimately comes down to the decision makers who are like, well, mm-hmm. no, it has to be mine because I'm here and it has to have my imprint. We have so many talented people in this city with so many ideas. You know, I'm constantly asked, why do you stay in Trenton? And I said, because it's where my friends and family and home are. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, not all of us live, you know, under a cab at the train station, you know, because that's all these people see, you know. And then they come and they're like, oh, I didn't realize you had it down.
Some of our closest friends live under a cab at the train station. Well,
no, I'm not judging. You know, you got to live where you got to live, you know.
We knew somebody, a really sharp guy. Well, sharp in the sense of he was very industrious and he lived under the bridge, remember? Mm-hmm. He was a veteran. About?
I know who you're talking. He had the big shopping cart.
No.
He was a hard worker.
Wait a minute. I know who you're talking about.
Yes.
He didn't live under the bridge.
Where did he live?
He actually dug a physical hole.
Oh, okay.
And lived in the hole.
Oh, where? God. Under the bridge?
No, something down like, by the marina.
Okay, so he was
and now he has a job and he's working and he's doing great.
He was a very industrious guy.
Yeah.
He you know, was a hardworking guy. He just couldn't find a place to live in his circumstances. He was a veteran. And he was a big Phillies fan, wasn't he?
Yeah, extremely thin.
Very, like, stringy and fit.
Right. Yeah.
And then he would just walk by our house every day.
I just saw him recently. He had a Batman thing on. I'm like, oh, Batman.
And he finally got, he was working. He just couldn't get a place to live. So I do not judge.
No, I'm not judging.
It's a
sin. He's the one who's judging.
It was a shame. No, it was a shame that this guy who...
I was trying to exemplify the range of
housing
accommodations here in Trenton.
Dude, I don't
There's
care.
Something for everybody.
I couldn't care less.
Something for everybody.
But a listener might.
Right.
Whatever.
But that's the getting back to the wonderful part of Trenton is like, we're here and we get it. If that's where the t-shirt, you know, greetings from Trenton, we don't need you, we don't want you. Because we get
available at newpodcity.com, click on merch.
And all the profits go to
Trenton Animals Rock.
But it's that when you live here and you love it, you get it. People outside who don't love it don't get it. And it's hard to explain.
Well, a lot of people, I think, are just focused and wrapped up in their own lives. Mm-hmm. And when you're focused on your community as being part of your life, you know, that's what a lot of Trenton people are about.
Exactly.
You know, they have their jobs, they have their interests, but they still, you know, still want to make the city better.
All right. So I'll ask my question. In your imaginings of your dream Trenton, what does it look like?
It's a cleaner, happier place than it is now.
It wasn't rehearsed at all.
No, I don't want it to be something it's not. You know, I just want it to be better than what it is.
Right.
I want less crime, less violence. Everyone in this city deserves. I'm not fighting for me. I consider my life to be pretty good, and I have a home, and I'm very grateful for all that. But I see so many people who struggle in this city, and being the regional ground zero for resources, I don't understand why it's like that. I'm encouraged by hearing things like we're going to have street teams addressing issues in the communities with more than just police, but with, you know, psychologists and social work. I hope it works. I really don't like Trenton being a dumping ground of our surrounding suburbs' problems. We all need to share in our responsibility. And if we did, it wouldn't be as overwhelming for anybody.
Right.
So my ideal Trenton... People get along better. We're more unified. We've been divided over the past 4 years because of a number of reasons. But I also think the past few years gave people like us an opportunity to learn a lot about things we didn't know from the people we live around. Some people could call it becoming more woke or just being aware or mindful of other people's lives and what they have to deal with. And I think there's a lot of that here. We all learn from each other because we're truly a melting pot here, more so than any – you have to go to New York or Philly to find more.
Right. I think even more so here because we're a small town. We bump into each other a lot. We rub up against each other a lot. And I think that is really how we can solve some problems. If you know someone – I'm not saying you're best friends, but if you know someone and have a conversation with someone, it changes your perspective on another person's life. And journey or whatever.
Well, and the other thing that happens here in Trenton is we've been around for years and years, and I'm mm-hmm. finally sitting down with you guys.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you may talk to someone and say, oh, you should call Bill Kearney. Or mm-hmm. I could say, give Frank and Christina a call. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how I think it happens. We have a lot of people doing stuff. We all kind of watch out for each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd like to see some bigger home runs mm-hmm. on the city level and the county level. Because the people in the trenches were here. We're doing our part, right. You know, and we just want some support. I'm right. tired of Trenton coming in last in everything. You
right,
know?
Right.
Next year, let's be number 48.
Number 48?
Hey, let me tell you, though, 48.
That's a goal.
That's a crazy number that he just said.
It's so funny you say 48. When we go up to upstate Pennsylvania, it's this tiny little, very tiny town.
Way smaller than Trenton.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Makes Trenton look like Manhattan.
It does. It has. Wow. It has a new cafe... And it has a Dollar General. That's what it has. Now, I was never a Dollar General person, but if that's the only store where yeah.
with Dollar
you'll
Tree
find
people.
Stuff.
Yeah, with Dollar Tree people.
That you don't have to drive 25, 30 minutes to get to. It's right down the bottom of the hill. So we go in there, and we started a conversation with the manager because I fell in love. It's so clean.
Oh.
Everything is on the shelves. Everything's where it's supposed to be.
Like you actually need General stuff. You didn't
yes.
think you needed.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's yeah. I go in for milk and I come home with a rug and a.
But it was all only
$65 later.
Right. Like, what exactly.
Did we even get what we needed?
So it's very right. well managed, and yeah. the customer service is lovely. You walk in, and the person at the counter says, "Good morning, good afternoon."
It's like the Tiffany of that little town.
It's
you know,
so
it's,
wonderful. Yeah. So I don't know how we started this conversation with the manager. What did you?
I honestly forgot, but she was saying how what they were their rating was.
Yeah, she says. She was like, "Oh, you know, something about being out here in the middle of nowhere." She goes, "Yeah, but we're number 48 of all the Dollar Generals in the country."
Oh my God!
Yes,
and there's got to be like 10,000.
Well, we were thinking, oh, how many of them? How
yeah,
many
and I was
are
like
100?
What is that? 100?
52.
She's yeah, like, no,
there's 49 of them.
And I forget what number she said, but then I was like...
Over 4,000.
Yeah, I was like, oh my goodness.
I'm but
like,
to have someone working for you who's proud of it and mm-hmm. telling the customers,
yeah,
how
yeah,
do you run
awesome.
Into that?
Yeah.
No, because now I value it even more.
I know, so when I go in there, I feel very grateful that this is in this little teeny town.
They should have a plaque out front, top yeah. 1%.
Yeah. yeah. So you when know? You said 48, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
So that's encouraging
yes,
that he said 48.
Yes,
because
yes.
currently New Jersey's at, I think, or Trenton's at number 49 on the list. And I said, well, at least we're not 50, but we have a goal to move up to 48.
There you go.
Year.
There you go.
To move up to 48 from 49.
Yes.
Right.
To move up to 48.
We do right. have the best coffee house.
It's all yes, about trending.
Yeah.
We
well,
do.
Which one?
50 Cash Street. One up, one down.
Yes.
One up, one down.
Food and Wine.
Yep.
Magazine.
Voted it best coffee house in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, and a lot of these little places throughout South Trenton, too. I've never seen so many high-end espresso machines in ice cream places.
The
and
new
every-
place. Have
yes.
you been?
I was just there the other night.
We'll go in there later, hopefully.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, and the place on Broad? Is that what you're talking
no.
about?
No.
No. Oh, what place
no, wait.
On Broad?
We're talking about the place on Clinton. La Serena?
Oh, I was there the other day. Yes.
That's not even
loved
what I'm talking
it.
About.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
La Serena has that gorgeous patio
back
in the back.
Patio,
wait,
yes.
I gotta go and check something out. Hang on.
All right. Yeah. So what place are you talking about?
Trenton Ice Cream Parlor on Broad.
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. Yes. Yes, yes.
What
yes.
a great energy those people have.
And, oh, yeah. You know, Eric.
Yes.
Eric and his wife and his mm-hmm. daughter and their older kids, actually.
They could have. We need five of them throughout our city mm-hmm. because I was there for an hour and a half, and it was just the neighborhood coming through.
Right.
I said, and my choice for ice cream is basically Dairy Queen across the bridge where you can get moths and bugs and mosquitoes in your ice cream
yes.
while you wait.
Well,
so
he loves a blizzard, so.
The only thing to get at...
Is a blizzard.
DQ is an Oreo blizzard.
I disagree.
And when you get it, you hold it. You wait for them to hold it upside down. If they don't hold it upside down, the next one's
free.
The right. next one's free.
Right, right.
So I always, I try and distract them. I try and just to get them not to do that. And then I go, then I nail them. And I go, you didn't turn it upside down.
It's worth $3.29, isn't it?
No, it's just the whole idea. This is your policy. You're saying that we're going to do this. So I'm just holding you accountable to your own stupid policy. I'm not saying you got to hold it upside down. You're saying that. So the minute I call it out on it, I get in trouble.
But we do love Trenton Ice Cream Parlor because they're locally grown.
Locally grown. Yes, their ice cream is locally grown. Which and is smoked. Nice. And smoked, yes.
Locally owned.
Eric smokes it in the back.
Owned.
Social equity ice cream.
But we were talking about One Up, One Down is the one that it was voted best.
Vince and Natalie and
in
Eric.
New Jersey. But yes. What were you looking up?
Nothing, I was mistaken.
Oh. So later on, just to plug another Trenton establishment, we're meeting a friend who does not live in Trenton. We're going to Tikal.
She lives in Japan.
Well, she lives in Japan, but she grew up in West Windsor.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
So we're meeting her. She likes all kinds of ethnic food. So,
well, we have that here.
But we've been to El Catador. Have you been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
there's so many.
Many good places. We just went to one that we'd never heard of. Ed told us about the Polish place.
Oh, you mean the one that Ed,
Maximus?
That we
made
No.
I know what she's talking about. She's talking about the Polish restaurant.
Galactica?
That we made plans to go have dinner with Ed.
Yeah,
and
so
he didn't even show up.
He didn't even talk.
Oh, it was great.
It was just it here in Trenton?
Yeah.
North Trenton.
Yeah, off, the Polish area.
Yes.
Galactic, I know I'm pronouncing it, Galicia.
Probably Galicia.
Galicia.
Oh, that was it. That's a section of Poland. Yeah.
Yes.
Which Galicia. Means galactic.
Yes.
Oh, does it?
Intergalactic.
No, it doesn't. That's what it means. Because I know there's a place
George
in
Clinton
Spain
goes there.
Called.
George Clinton.
Anyway. Yeah, their food was fantastic. Their pierogies and their borscht. And
right.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
I tried to get into La Serena the other day.
Yes,
forget
Saturday.
It.
You went on Saturday.
You can't get in there.
He couldn't get in.
Go during the week.
Get in.
I mean, I walked in. I was like, all right, it's too much to take in because they have a giant buffet of hot food that is like all homemade.
Yes.
Then they've got 100 ice creams. Then they've got the Hispanic like sweet breads, which are not donuts. But then next to that, they've got the pastry.
And then they've got the fish in the back.
They've got it all. They've got all the coffee drinks you could want.
Yes, espresso. And it's right up the block from Italian People's Bakery, which is also another great place.
Amazing place.
We bought cheesecake there the other day to take to a barbecue, and everyone was like, oh my God, this is so good. This cheesecake is fantastic. So, I mean,
Frank was just glad he didn't have to eat it.
He ate it.
No, I ate it.
He had two pieces of it. But there's so much here, right? What would you say if you had to say, what's your local? Where do you go to eat? Like, this is where I want to go when I want.
I don't think I've ever seen him out.
No, I don't.
I don't think
well,
he goes
you want to know
anywhere,
why? Because
he's
I'm
busy
not
going to
go
DQ
by
in
myself.
Marsville.
Yeah.
No.
I have to admit, I don't go out that much because of COVID. It got me to cook everything at home. So I'm like,
all right.
And then I'm not going to go to a restaurant by myself. Mm-hmm. I have friends, but most of my friends are like, I don't want to eat that. And I'm like, I don't want
unadventurous. Why won't you go out by yourself? Why won't you go out eating by yourself?
Well, I would get takeout, but I...
Yeah.
I'm not. It's
no,
just
you won't
weird,
sit in a restaurant by yourself?
You know what? Probably because I never did. I would do breakfast or lunch, but not dinner. Even though I traveled on the road a lot and my coworkers did, I was just like, nah, I'll just get room service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care. I guess it was before this because then I could have just sat there
right,
by myself.
Right.
Well, people would have a book or
a bring
newspaper.
A book. Yeah. I feel more comfortable actually sitting at a bar and ordering a drink than I would sitting at a table and ordering
a
meal.
The funny thing is, if I see someone alone, I don't think anything of it.
Right.
And
right.
So I don't really avoid it, but it's just like, well,
just people watching you.
No, not really. I'm not that paranoid. No.
Well, we're hoping to get
really
to La Serena tonight.
People think, apparently.
Well, maybe they're thinking, oh, look at that poor bastard sitting by himself.
Yeah, but I don't care because I go through life like that.
Right.
Aw. You know, if he was a little better looking, maybe a little thinner, somebody would be with him.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
that's what
I've
people
tried
may be
it,
thinking.
And it doesn't help.
He agrees.
No, you're right. I can be better. This is just a wall I put up.
Oh, really? Is this like a suit you have on?
He unzips it nice.
He steps out of it. He's really Ryan Gosling under there.
You know,
Henry Cavill.
I'm very
Henry
humble.
Cavill.
Very humble.
Well, anyway,
I get called him often.
I see Bill as the next Superman.
I'm not getting a word in edgewise here.
I would love to see Bill as the next Kal-El.
No, I think
the red cape.
No. You got me all wrong. God. I am most likely to be cast as Peter Griffin in the Family Guy movies.
Or Q, as we've established from day one.
Right.
I could see you as a superhero. I could see that.
I'd it's have like to a lose new kind more of hair, a, though. I'd have
tick.
To cut it
You'd
shorter.
Have to lose more hair. Yeah, the tick.
You ever see the tick?
See, I suffer from RBS.
Totally ignoring
too.
Your question.
RBS.
You don't know what RBF.
RBF.
I'm thinking
resting
like Arby's.
Resting B face. You know, where people are like, why are you grumpy? Why are you in a bad mood? I'm like, this is just my resting face.
Oh, that's what she says to me. She goes, you have a resting face of like that you want to murder somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that all the time. I didn't want to talk to you because you just looked very unapproachable. I said, good.
Good.
Took me years.
That used to be the New York face. That's that right. was exactly. the New York subway
that's
face.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, don't come near me. Don't talk.
We were doing social distancing back in the 70s.
Right. Yeah.
Just with our face, like rays.
That's it.
Well, I remember in high school, I used to get to school. I was the first one in the building. And it was an office building, and then it was a high school. So I was sitting in homeroom, and no one would ever talk to me. And then later, when I finally did make friends, they're like, we didn't talk to you. We thought you were a snob. I'm like, I'm not. I just was really shy.
I'm equally suspicious of people who go around with like a dumb smile on their face all the time. That actually is very off-putting.
Disconcerting. Like,
Somebody has to put those signs in their yard.
Right. Well, hate has no home here.
That's right.
Anyway, what? I was like, I get the sentiment behind it.
Well, it doesn't
like,
have any home in my house either. I just don't have a sign.
Yeah, I have to put a sign out.
It's like, what? Who has the sign that says?
It's so stupid.
Listen, everybody who hates anybody, come right in.
Yeah, hate has a home here.
This is the place for you.
This is the place where he does have a home.
Oh, you just need a couple of bucks? Go knock on their door.
They give everybody money.
There you go. Right. I actually wanted to say, if we do make it to La Serena, you're welcome to join us.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I don't want him there.
Yeah.
Could you stand two of us?
I would just sit back and drink my whatever. I was going to say.
You drank something already.
I haven't drunk anything.
I'm still thinking about that onesie.
Water. No, it's not a onesie.
I'm thinking just about the snap.
Dude. That's so nice. You're saying this in front of my wife. Right with me here.
Disrespect to her.
That was disrespectful of me.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
A snap.
Jeez. Please.
What's the matter with you, you
lunatic?
Believe
me, I'm harmless.
You know what?
Look at me.
You're just as bad as Dan Dodson. Oh, my God. If not worse.
With his magic pants.
We're the same.
Let me tell you, Dan Dodson, I remember this. I'll never forget. I always, whenever I think of Dan Dodson, I think of his magic in those latex pants.
Of magic pants.
What did I say? Latex pants? What was he wearing?
Stretchy?
No, they were bike
spandex. Yeah, they were bike pants.
Nobody wears bike pants.
He does.
And they look like they have a diaper in
them. We were at this little cafe in Trenton one day, and we're in there, and he's handing out flyers for our film festival, Trenton Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And we thought there was some kind of political thing, and we started just attacking him. Like, dude, we don't care about this. He's like, it's a film festival. What? And he had on his bike pants showing off his magic, if you know what I'm saying.
I think it
was not very magical.
Stop it.
Dan.
Guys can talk to each other like this. Women don't do this. We don't.
Yeah, I could say Bill's a bit portly and can stand to lose a couple of pounds. He's not going to get offended.
I mean, he's not lying.
Wait, I'm not lying.
I'm just
very short for my weight.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, God bless you, Bill. At least you see your shortcomings.
And my long comings.
That's what she said. Yeah. If you know
what I mean. This is
my long comings. What's a long coming?
Things that are good about you instead of things that are bad about you.
Right, a shortcoming is bad.
I just made that word up. Come on.
Wow, you
just like I made up another word. I made up the word Karening, like a verb.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Oh, those women look like they're out Karening.
Dude.
I never knew what that was. He had explained.
Let me explain something to you right now. First of all, how dare you? I'm talking. He put his hand up in my face.
I could understand.
Did you catch
that?
Did I do that? I wish this was on video. One show we don't have on video. He says, he wants to talk about his little Karening invention. He puts his hand up in my face, meaning shut up. I'm going to say something. You don't get to do that here.
You have to do that.
And he's playing with his coaster. I give him water because it's 117 degrees. I give him a thing of water, and he's playing with the coaster.
I'm going to drink some now.
This is why I don't leave my house often.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's a good idea. Maybe you need to stay home.
My strength is a Zoom meeting where I'm muted and the camera's off.
So you're saying that one of your long comings is a Zoom virtual video conferencing?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a long coming.
I do those like nobody.
I can't wait to get off that.
You should write a little book, Bill Kearney's Long Comings.
It'd be a short book, but
it's a little tiny pamphlet.
It's like two things.
It's a golden book.
I love those.
Yeah. It was first shown in highlights.
Right. I remember highlights.
I used to get highlights every week.
Remember Rufus and Gallant?
Yes.
No.
I hated those guys. I hated both of them.
I did too. One was a jerk and one was a goody-good.
Yes.
I don't want to be either of them.
I can relate more to this jerk. There's a reason he's doing all this crap. Like, no one's paying any attention to him.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was having all the fun.
It's like setting fires to things. Gallon would come and spray it.
Well, that's how they taught us to get into trouble in Catholic school. The Highlights Magazine.
Right, Highlights Magazine. Exactly right. That's exactly
Goofus
right.
Goofus did? Come on.
Listen to their names. Who would name their kid Goofus? I mean, maybe there's a signal there. And the other kid's name is Gallant.
Oh, and he was the good guy.
Well, they're
he
self-fulfilling names.
Yeah.
They are.
There you go.
I blame the parents.
So true. Mm. So true.
All right, Bill.
No.
I didn't even get to talk about anybody.
I know.
Next time.
This has to be a part two.
I know. Everyone's had enough. No. I know when it's
well,
time.
Well, we can do part two at La Serena later. This is gold.
Would you like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Absolutely. Plug away.
Cracking Waves Plugs.
Hey, Podcastia. Let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. We have the Wellsboro Comic-Con coming up August 13th and 14th, Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from noon to 5. I will be there as Batman, but really, more importantly, Roy Thomas, that cat. I can't wait to hear some of his stories about Stan Lee and when they first started out and how nobody... Stan Lee's editor, they were closing out this comic book called Amazing Fantasy, and they needed one more issue. So Stan Lee was thinking about this, you know, character who gets bit by a spider, and he has all these spider powers called Spider-Man. And he's like a teenage kid, and he has problems, and he has, you know, and the editor was like, that is a horrible idea. Nobody's going to read that. Forget it. No one's going to be interested in that. That's insane. Superheroes don't have problems and blah, 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 blah. He went ahead with it anyway, and they got such a great response from it. The editor came back to Stan Lee and said, hey, remember that idea we had about that spider? So, like, cool stories that I know haven't even been heard yet. So I'm looking forward to that. New Pod City is sponsoring it. That's why I'm bringing it up. Just like comics, and you're in that area. So you can give them a call at area code 570-723-4263 or visit them online at PopsCultureShop.com. That's Pops, P-O-P-S, Culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E. Shop is spelled the old school way, or old English, I should say. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com. PopsCultureShop.com. And you can go check them out over there. Yeah, upstate Pennsylvania.
It's right by the, what they call the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon.
That's correct.
Pine Creek Gorge. It's a really long path. I think it's like 60-something miles.
Is that Route 6 up there?
Yeah. Okay. And you can bike it or you walk it or parts of it, and there's waterfalls along the way. And if you go up at the top, it's great vistas to look at.
That's right.
We're building a new website. It's called ilovesmalltowns.us. And it's about all the little places we find on our road trips across the country, because I love small towns. So there'll be photographs and things like that on there, interesting things. Also, in the small town we live in right now, Trenton, New Jersey, we have First Friday coming up for August. Special note, Mel Lipzig, who is a local artist, who originally is from Brooklyn, he will be showing at Trenton Social. That's a big deal.
That is
a
big deal.
He's a really, really well-known artist, a great guy, and if you can get over there, it would be to your advantage. And there's other great venues, too, with great art being shown. The Passage Theater, Mill Hill Saloon, the JK Gallery, so that's another thing. The Public Library has things going on. Oh, by the way, the Public Library, downtown Trenton, has a reading group. You can sign up for that, adults. And artworks, having kids programs going, as well as the Ellerslie is having kids art programs going. So check it out.
So this reading group, they all just sit and read together?
There's different levels, like read 6 books, and you do this, read 5 books, you do this. Just check it out on their website.
Read
they
5
have a lot
books
of,
and
lot
do,
of events going
and
on.
I got to do something after that? Seriously?
They did something with the Dewey Decimal System over the summer. Oh.
I remember that.
Amazing time.
I know.
And that's like myself. Learning cursive.
Please. I love the library. If you haven't been to the Trenton Public Library downtown.
Yeah. Yes. And you want to be humbled, you need to go.
It is a beautiful building.
It really is.
Just the building itself.
You will get a library card whether you like it or not.
And it's free. Isn't that nice?
It's fantastic.
And there's the Trentoniana room, yeah, which has a lot of interesting little things in. They have a little cafe there. It's
yes,
lovely.
They do.
It's lovely.
It's, look, it's fantastic. I can't handle
Shane. And the staff there
Shane.
Wonderful.
Shane Shane is a
one of the. She's one of the people there, and she's so passionate. That's what you want, right? Somebody who's passionate about what they're doing.
She's beyond passionate. She really is.
Okay, well, that's even better.
Well, if you want more passion yeah. to our Trenton area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listeners,
yes. Mm-hmm.
There's Trenton Orbit too.
Oh,
which
I'm
the co-administrator.
Wait, we're going to get to you in a second.
God,
I'm sorry.
He
can't.
I didn't want to miss.
I'm going to give you an intro. Don't worry about it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Fingers crossed. Pencils down. This is what happens when you invite a producer on the show.
Yeah.
I produce myself too.
Listen, I'm just as anal about this stuff as you are, and I mean anal the real way, not the dirty way.
The good way,
right? Yes. The good way.
What?
Anal. What are you saying? What?
Extremely attentive to detail.
Thank you. That's what anal stands for.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an anagram.
The L is silent.
Anagram.
The L is silent.
Oh.
It's there just to make it memorable.
Right. To make it to sound like anal. Right. Okay, Phil. What do you have? Where can people reach you? Where can people find you? Where can they go online to experience all things Bill Kearney?
Well, there's really only one stop, and that's Trenton Orbit
Thank
on your
God.
Facebook page.
There's no BillKearney.com?
There's no,
there should
not.
Be. There really should
there
be.
Will, there might be.
There will be. There, he goes, there will be. Then he goes, there might be.
There might be. I'm currently doing consumer research on it.
Okay.
To see if the brand is viable.
The brand or the logo?
Yes, that. Oh, both.
No. Yes, to an or question.
No, but check us out on Trenton Orbit. It's on Facebook. And we talk about politics. We talk about piles of garbage that need to be cleaned up. We talk about everything under the sun.
Exciting content.
Yeah, we do. I mean, yes. There's some boring stuff. There's a lot of fun stuff. There's stuff that'll straighten your hair. You name it.
Nice.
Check us out. And yes. Thanks for letting us promote.
I find it very helpful, too. It's so much information that you can acquire from
Well,
there.
That's really where it started. We mm-hmm. we didn't want to be the boss of everyone or mm-hmm. to tell everyone or to offer to do everything. We just wanted to put a site out there where people could come. It's kind of a town square,
gotcha.
You know, where anybody's invited. We want the other candidates out there to put their opinion pieces, their op-eds mm-hmm. on our page. Not many are taking us up on it,
yes.
But we're not there to tear people down. We want to give them the opportunity. And we want to empower people in our city who've been too afraid to speak up for themselves or don't know where to speak up.
Right.
I think we've gotten some success there. We're approaching 6,000 people locally, which is
nice.
Pretty good for
That's
Trenton.
Good.
That's good.
You know, and I have to give a lot of credit to the pandemic, yeah. which kept people at home with nothing to do, mm-hmm. and suddenly they started paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and here we are. So I'm hoping it'll be good for our upcoming election. We've got some good people running. I think anything would be an improvement at this point, and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, just personally, what I like about it is you could post a question on there, and you will get an answer immediately. And it might not be you answering. It might be someone else who's on and who has the information and can steer people to the right sources.
See, and that's what makes Mike's the co-administrator. Mm-hmm. That's what makes us happy when people start to answer the question. Because it started with you know, us finding it all out. But
right.
The whole point is now everybody is learning. Everyone's starting to realize, hey, I can call these people myself.
Right.
You know?
We're saying Mike is the co-admin. Mike who?
Mike Rinaldo.
Mike Rinaldo, who was on the show.
Yes. Yeah.
He was on a couple weeks ago. He's mm-hmm. running for council at large mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of us have really just been paying attention to everything for more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we know stuff that people running now weren't even born yet or aware,
yeah.
You know, that we've done certain things that always come back every few years. And it's like, well, we did learn that this didn't work and here's why. You know, as long as we have people who want to make a difference and make the city better, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of people like that.
Yeah. And we have, you know, and there's room for all of us. That's
yeah.
the other thing. I
yeah.
said, we shouldn't be competing with each other or tearing each other down because every one of us can pick a lane and mm-hmm. not have competition in this town.
Yeah, there's plenty to do. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Unfortunately, 12 years ago, BillKearney.com was registered, so it's not available.
Oh.
Somebody scooped it up back in 2010.
I have a doppelganger.
BillKearney.gg is available.
I like that.
I like that. That's a cool
It has a go-go scene
right,
sound
exactly.
to it.
Yeah, Gigi.
He's like Gigi.
I like that. I could play go-go music.
Right, exactly. BillKearney.gg. I like that. I want to just buy that myself and just
and sell it to me later for $1 million.
It's like 70 yeah. bucks, though.
Really?
Can't afford yeah. not to buy it.
You can't get that for $8?
You can't afford not to buy it.
You can't get that for $8?
No, you can get BillKearney.org for $8.98.
Oh.
I mean, for $9.
Who's BillKearney.com? Who is that person? Where,
I don't know.
Where are they?
I don't know.
I have no relatives except my dad with the name. There's a guy in San Diego who's a Bill Kearney. He's like some salesman.
Oh, you can do BillKearney.xyz for $2.
XYZ?
Examine your zipper.
No, I don't like that.
Right? That's what a guy would always hate.
What about US?
BillKearney.us.
That makes me sound like a city. There is a Kearney, Nebraska.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. See, we have good ideas, and I feel like sometimes we, if you have a good idea, just do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Don't I say post that, about don't it, just wait do for it. Someone else to do it.
Right.
Go out and do it yourself. If I counted right. the amount of money I've spent in my neighborhood, I'm not complaining, but it's like $10 here, $20 right. there. And I'm yeah. like, well, right. I could take 7 months and it'll cost the city $6,000 in labor and materials.
Right.
You know, but if I just go out to Home Depot and get a thing of dry cold patch, I could fix the pothole exactly. in front of my house.
Exactly. That's how we feel too.
Just do it.
We just do it ourselves.
Well, there's something we're working on right now that we're not going to talk about that we're just going to go and fix.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We'll yeah, there's a number of we'll things that just you. Need fixing.
We'll talk
yeah,
about it
we'll
later.
We'll tell you later.
Yeah, we'll tell you off air.
Long hair, okay. have a fixer.
What we're actually literally fixing.
One of my mottos is, it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because it may take 6 years to have someone come six and years. Say, you didn't ask permission.
I know, to even notice. Yeah, right.
6 years, that's
short.
That's I'm being optimistic. Cut. You're being very cut. Optimistic. 6 years, that's it? I'd wait the 6 years.
Mm.
I've waited 8 years for my wife.
Aw.
Damn.
That's right. Until that story.
It was worth the wait.
Another story.
It was, very lucky was it worth the wait?
I said it was worth the wait. You're a was. Very lucky man.
Don't tell me it was worth the wait. I'm telling you. How would all you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, don't make me angry,
I perceive.
Bill.
All right. I'm sorry. Know my place.
Are we ready to wrap this up?
Yes. Yeah, so that was yet another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.